carrying anti-Eisner placards, and a few carry anti-Comcast signs. Nearby, the Christian Action Network hands out leaflets protesting gay days at the Disney theme parks, as well as a video, Gay Day at Disney Gone Wild. Five television satellite trucks crowd the narrow street. Save Disney helped shareholders wanting to attend Disney's annual meeting find discounted airfares and hotel rooms, and an overflow crowd squeezes into the Lowe's Millennium Ballroom, festooned with Save the Magic banners as a jazz band blares over the loudspeakers. Tracy Lundquist, a 34-year-old graduate student at the University of Illinois, has been a Disney shareholder since 1992 and would someday love to work at Disney. She's there with her friend Ian Mitchell of Philadelphia. They agree that Disney under Eisner has been in decline. They cite lapses at the theme parks, the exodus of high-level executives and creative people, the firing of animators, the cheap straight-to-video sequels, and the falling out with Pixar. Surprisingly well-informed, they say they stay in touch through online Disney fan sites. That's totally Eisner, Lundquist says of the falling out with Steve Jobs. The guy gets rid of anyone who disagrees with him, but autocracy and creativity cannot coexist. Mitchell nods in agreement. People who buy stock in Disney don't do it just for the dividend check, Lundquist continues. We want to be involved in the company. Despite the anti-gay protesters across the street, Scott Ross and his domestic partner Nathan Lee have driven 15 hours from Springfield, Missouri, to support Roy and Gold. Avid fans of the theme parks, they visit Disney World three times a year. Over the last few years, the quality has gone downhill, Ross told the New York Sun. They're more worried about profits than making sure you have a magical experience. As the lights dim and the music swells, Gold takes the stage. He introduces members of the Disney family sitting in the front row, Roy, Patty, Abby, Tim, Susan, Roy P., and Andrea Vandekamp, the former board member who has now openly thrown her support to Roy and Gold's effort to unseat Eisner. There is deafening applause as they stand and acknowledge the crowd. After a nostalgic slideshow of pictures from Disneyland circa 1959, Shamrock executive Michael McConnell presents many of the themes and arguments honed during the presentations to the shareholder advisory services and institutional investors during the past 2 months. Then Roy mounts the stage and moves to the podium. It's clear that to this audience, he is the embodiment of Disney, the values that transcend profit and loss, and which have drawn them to Philadelphia. The audience jumps to its feet and gives him a prolonged ovation. There's a pretty long list of changes we'd all like to see, he tells the audience. For instance, I think the short list would include management. We know that for sure. Improving the cleanliness, the maintenance, and the guest services in the parks, and that would include putting the smile back on the faces of both cast members and guests. The audience breaks into applause. Making better movies and television shows, he continues, especially in feature animation. Fixing the ABC network and dragging it out of its perennial fourth place. Being better corporate citizens of the country and the world, and to just plain being Disney again. There is more wild applause. Shamrock executive